Practice 17. At the post office. Part B. Listen to these sentences. 1. An express telegram will be sent by special delivery. 2. How long does it take by ordinary mail? 3. What's the postage on this letter? 4. Henry wants to mail this postcard to Tokyo. 5. Please put this airmail sticker beside the stamps. 6. Linda received a package from her aunt yesterday. 7. Geneva is a beautiful city in the southwest of Switzerland. 8. He sent the letter by registered mail.
Part C. Listen to the dialogue. Hello. I want to buy some stamps. My wife wants to send something to Switzerland. She wants to mail something to California, too. Can she mail them here?
Yes, she can. How many stamps would you like?
I'd like 10 6-cent stamps and 5 airmail stamps, please.
That's $2.60. Is this the package for Switzerland?
Yes, it is. What's the postage on this package?
How do you want to send it? Airmail or ordinary mail?
Airmail, please.
Okay, that'll be $16.37. Are these the letters for Switzerland?
No, they aren't going to Geneva. They are going to California, and those are going to Geneva.
Registered mail or express mail?
Registered express airmail, please. How much is that?
That's $13.25.
Here is the money.
Here's your change. Please put the airmail sticker on the upper right corner of the envelope.
Part D. True or false? 1. Mr. Kent wants to buy 6 10-cent stamps. 2. They want to mail a package to California. 3. Mr. Kent wants to buy 5 airmail envelopes. 4. They send the package by airmail. 5. The postage on the package cost them $37.16. 6. Mrs. Kent sends the letter by registered express airmail. 7. Mrs. Kent put the airmail sticker on the back of the envelope. 8. They send the letters to Geneva and California.
Part E. Multiple choice. 1. What does Mr. Kent want to do in the post office? 2. How much will 5 airmail stamps cost? 3. Where do they want to send the package? 4. How much will the stamps and the letters cost? 5. Where should Mrs. Kent put the sticker? 6. Which postage is the most expensive one?
Part F. Listening and writing. 1. Mr. Kent bought some airmail stamps. 2. His wife sent a package to Switzerland. 3. He knew the postage on the package. 4. They mailed some letters to California. 5. She is putting some stamps on the envelope. 6. Those letters are going to Geneva.